He is back with the rest of the veterans here. He is a second-year man now from USC, undrafted rookie free agent a year ago, Bills Nickelback. Nickell Roby joins us live on the line. Hi, Nickell. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Great. Thank you very much for coming on the show with us tonight. We appreciate it. Hey, we're so focused on the draft here on our show, and I'm sure you know most NFL fans are into the draft right now. Where was your head at a year ago at this time, Nickell? And you didn't know, I guess, well, a year ago, you knew that you weren't drafted, but what was it like that final week or so before the draft for you?
I mean, you know, for the most part, you know, my mind was a little bit of everywhere. I would say it was one of the most stressful times of the year because you just don't know what other teams are thinking. You don't know what coaches are thinking. And you don't know when you're going to get picked. So it was just, you know, you knew that you would be in the league, but you just didn't know where you was going to go. And that was just like the main important part, just seeing where you was going to go. So it's a very emotional time. I can, you know, understand. The players are very emotional and very just, you know, up and down, up and down. So I would say it's one of the stressful moments of your career. But, you know, after it's over, it's over.
Yeah. You know, we talked about this with you last year a couple of times, but not only, I mean, don't let me put words in your mouth. You probably not only expected to be drafted, but you were really hoping to be drafted, and you were disappointed when it didn't come through for you that draft weekend, weren't you?
Yeah, I was definitely expecting to be drafted. You hit it right on the nail. Just like any other kid that enters the draft, you know, everybody wanted to be drafted, but unfortunately, you know, the chips don't fall that way. And, you know, things happen for a reason, but for the most part, you know, your dream is to always wanting to be drafted, you know, and wants to be picked up by a team. And, you know, when the opportunity didn't really shine for me, I just knew it was something behind it. I just had to keep, you know, keep working and, you know, just hopefully, you know, at that time I was thinking, I just need to get picked up, you know. I just couldn't into emergency mode and I was just like, I just really need to get picked up and just be on the team just to prove myself and just prove to the organization that I can be a great fit for the system and for the team, just be all out great player and, you know, perform well.
I'm sure we asked you this question last year, but if you would, take us through the timing last year. Third day of the draft, Saturday afternoon, draft ends around 6 or 7 o'clock. How long did you wait before your phone started ringing, and how long until you were pretty much locked down with the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, well, you know, Buffalo had called me around the fifth round. You know, it wasn't really any waiting for me. You know, Buffalo was out of picks, and they told me that they want me, you know, and that was like round the the fifth round. And, you know, at the time I was just like, no, I'm going to wait till, you know, wait till the draft is over and I'm going to see where, you know, where I land at. And, you know, unfortunately, nothing came for me. So as soon as like the draft happened, after the draft, you know, other teams called for free agency and, you know, Coach Henderson, he talked to me on the phone and he told me how much he liked me and, you know, how much he seen me at SC. And so when that time had came, you know, I took his deal because, you know, he sounded the most genuine and the most serious about me being on his defensive core.
Well, don't tell me the figures, if Nickell, but was like in that situation when you're an undrafted rookie free agent, is the number different? I mean, is one team offering much more money, considerably more money than the next?
Yes, they offer. Some teams offer you less, some teams offer you more, depending on how they feel.
I would imagine the money is only part of it, though, right? I mean, you and probably your agent have to assess where you can play and who you can help and where you have the best chance to make the roster.
Yeah, and that was, you know, the money went out the door, you know, after I didn't get drafted. It really didn't matter from that point. It's like now, what's the best way I can get on the field? What's the, you know, what's the greatest chance that I can get on the field? What's the greatest chance that I can make a 53-man roster? So that was my main concern.
And I would imagine, from what I know of Coach Donnie Henderson, who probably saw you play against SU when he was there and you were at Southern California, I would imagine he was pretty persuasive in his phone calls with you, was he?
Oh, yeah, he was very persuasive. You know, and And he was straightforward at the same time. He wasn't selling me. He wasn't selling me a dream. He wasn't, basically going into, like, a college again, like recruiting me, you know, again. But he gave it to me straightforward. You know, he told me what I can do. And, you know, he seen me play. And he said what I was capable of inside the system. And so, and he said he was, you know, he's a great coach and he was going to coach me well. And if I just listen to him, you know, I can see where I land at, you know, from that day forward, you know. And I went with it. He sounded, like I said, more sincere and like he really wanted the best for me. And so I went with him over all the other teams that had called me after the draft.
Nickell, I know you're just in your second year in the league, but there's something about, it seems to me, from the outside looking in, there's something about Coach Henderson. He seems to have a way to kind of engender loyalty and guys who just really want to play for him. He's kind of a special coach, isn't he?
Yes, he's a very special coach. I respect Coach Henderson. He's one of my uncles or fathers. It's more than just football. We talk about life, you know, life skills. You know, we talk about all the things around football, which makes us, you know, play the game that much harder. And he understands, you know, the players because he done been in the league, you know, 32 years now. And, you know, he knows what he be talking about. And he talks with, you know, he talks with a lot of conviction. And you know, we can believe that because he been there and he done that. He done dealt with different type of players just all throughout his career. And so, you know, when he's with professionals and, you know, he with us and we all have that great relationship, you know. At times things get tough, but through it all, that's what you're thinking for, the tough times. And when the good times come, it makes the feeling that much greater, and that's when the bond is created.
We're live on the line with Bills Nickelback, Nickell Roby, who had an outstanding rookie season despite the fact that he was undrafted last year, played in all 16 games, started 2 games, finished a year with 39 tackles, 3 sacks, 8 tackles for a loss, and this big play in the game October 20th at Miami.
Quick snap, quick pass, picked off, intercepted by the Bills, headed into the end zone, touchdown! It is Nickell Roby, touchdown Buffalo! Tannehill picked off on his first pass of the game.
Really, Nickell, one of the highlights of the season for the Bills, and I'm sure, have you played that play back in your head much in the offseason so far?
Oh, most definitely. I love that play. That's one of the best plays of my career so far. And I'm looking to make more plays like that, and I'm looking to make the organization better by performing at a top level and, you know, making sure that, you know, I come through on my end.
I know after that play last October, you said that Coach Henderson told you it was about time. I mean, he expected you to do that, right?
Yes. He was wondering when I was going to really catch the ball now. You know, a couple games before, I had got my hand on a couple balls, and you know, I had dropped a couple picks right before that game. And so now when that opportunity came in Miami, you know, I purely believed in myself, and I went for the interception, and it was a great play for me. It came out to be, you know, one of the best plays of that season.
Yeah, it certainly was. And, Nickell, you seem to have a knack for making big plays against the Dolphins. The home game against the Dolphins, second to last game of the year. You were a force when it came to rushing the passer. Here's one of the plays.
They'll show blitz. Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Roby brings him down. Nickell Roby brings him down back at the 44-yard line, blitzing off the corner.
One of your 2 sacks in that game. I don't know what got into me making that call. You know what, Nickell? I saw you coming. I don't know how the Dolphins didn't see you coming, because up in the radio booth, I saw you coming. I knew you were going to get him on that play.
Yeah, it was it was just a blitzing scheme. You know, we schemed them up well. We schemed Miami up well. As far as pressuring them, coming in different ways, confusing the offensive linemen, and just getting a good sense of urgency on how they linemen stand out. And so, you know, with Mario being, you know, me blitzing behind Mario, it just made things, my percentages getting to the quarterback a lot higher. Yeah. You know, he put me in position to make some great plays.
We're with Nickell Robey, Bills Nickelback, talking about, well, let's talk about the off-season conditioning program that you started just about a week ago, Nickell. How is it being back with your teammates, and how's it been over the last week or so being back here in Orchard Park?
Oh, man, it's been great. You know, my off-season, was well. I went back to college. And, you know, just to, you know, be done with the semester and come back here and get back to workouts, get back to doing something that I really love to do. Not saying that I, you know, don't like school or anything, but, you know, this, you know, football is my knack and this is what I love to do. And just to be with my teammates, it's a great feeling. You know, this is where you start from. You know, you start from the bottom and you build back up and, you know, you're trying to make a run. And the only way you can do that is to create another, you know, another year of bonding, another bonding year with the guys you came in with and the older guys. And we all working together, working hard, putting in all the hard work right now.
Did you go back to SC, Nickell? Are you closing in on a degree or where are you with school these days?
Yeah, I'm closing in on my degree. You know, I got another semester. I didn't go back to SC. You know, I was blessed enough for SC to allow me to take a class over in Florida.
So I just took
the class in Florida, and it was perfect with my workout schedule, with my off-season training schedule. And so it was, you know, it worked out great for me this off-season.
Perfect. Well, we'll see you around the building here. We thank you very much for coming on the show with us tonight, and good luck to you, Nickell.
I appreciate it, John.
Okay, Nickell Robey, Bills Nickelback, with some big plays in his rookie year with the Bills last year. And again, repeating what I said, we are so focused in on the draft. We talk so much about the draft. You can get good players outside the draft, like Nickell Robey, a contributor last year at the Nickelback position for the Buffalo Bills.